The U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense says this year we'll see a very robust pattern of interaction and engagement between the U.S. Department of Defense and the Guyana Defense Force. This will see the two sides deepening collaboration in several areas, including cybersecurity, training, and information sharing, among others.
What we're principally interested in from the U.S. perspective is ensuring that the Guyana Defense Force is developing as an institution to really identify what are the capabilities that it requires and the gaps, and then we can see how the U.S. can help assist and ensure that it has what it needs in order to conduct its responsibilities to defend the nation. And so this will be an ongoing process, an ongoing conversation, but yesterday I received a set of excellent briefings from the Guyana Defense Force, which I think laid a very strong foundation from which we can move ahead.
Erickson says the U.S. has a number of specialized training teams, some of which will this year travel to Guyana to work with their counterparts here. In addition to training, these teams will also share knowledge and information which he believes the GDF will find very helpful.
One of the areas where I think we've seen a lot of challenges across the hemisphere and in the Caribbean and in Guyana as well relates to cybersecurity. And so one of the areas that we'll focus on is seeing how we can do more advanced and deeper training on cybersecurity to counter cyber threats.
Further, Erickson says the U.S. believes it is important that this hemisphere remains a zone of peace. And for this, all partners, he says, will have to work hard to keep it that way.
And so one of the things that we're trying to do is to work effectively with all of our partners throughout the region, including Guyana, to ensure that they have the capabilities they need to maintain peace in their countries and respective areas of responsibility, and also ensure that there is a collaborative approach to hemispheric defense across the many countries in the region.
He says Guyana taking up its seat on the UN Security Council and the chairmanship of CARICOM creates a great opportunity for the U.S. and Guyana to also work through relevant multilateral agencies to ensure a peaceful and prosperous hemisphere. For NCN News, I'm Radha Multilal.